Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So often when we have a big event, maybe even in our own personal lives, we'll talk publicly here. We'll say, well, that's it. Things are going to change because of this. And sometimes it's true, Dave. Sometimes that does happen. Shad Harpin, Dave Harrigan with you here on CCO. I don't believe it's going to happen here. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am 100% wrong. I don't think the political tone and the commentary, and I'm not asking people in any way to stop giving opinions, passionate opinions, powerful opinions. It's pretty clear when it's violent, when it's menacing, when it is threatening. You don't like Democrats, you think open borders, they've made the country unsafe. I have zero problem with you feeling that way, or you think Trump's the worst president or the last two presidents the worst. Fine. I don't find just safe and in the middle interesting at all. Just safe. Now, I'm a centrist because I see good in the center right and in the center left. I don't see much I agree with far left, far right. It's the truth. But this idea that we're going to change, I don't buy it. I've said it before when we have these big events, and are we going to come together? Nope. Did we come together with COVID at all, Dave? Maybe for 4 minutes? Is that about how much we came together?
Might be pushing it a little bit.
When Donald Trump, when this maniac, what was it, Thomas Crooks, missed by what, quarter of an inch from killing Donald Trump on television? Did we come together? Nope. Because a significant percentage of the left, what, how much, I don't know, fake, not real, orchestrated, set up.
Or openly saying it's a bummer he missed.
Yeah. All grotesque.
Yes.
All disgusting. So now we know that two people were murdered in their house, and he tried to murder three others. Tried to murder John, Yvette, and Hope Hoffman. And I want to believe that people still can be incredibly believe in their positions and have a strong, fact-driven debate, but, and even with the needle, and even getting mad at times, but there's a line you don't cross, and it's not hard to see it. And criticizing is still allowed, absolutely. But I want to cite two things as convincing me the tone's not going to change. Well, the number one person who could set the tone on the tone is anybody who's going to be the president of the United States. And by the way, just to back up my point on things aren't going to change, Columbine. Mm-mm. Did it change? Nope. How about Sandy Hook? Nope. No, because people are so entrenched in positions. Now, I don't... No, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, is the rhetoric violent in that case? Sure it is. It is on the gun debate and the mental health debate. But here we have the President of the United States, who, by the way, now is tweeting that we own the skies. We own the skies over Iran. And then we have Nancy Mace saying, what a great troll job this is. Also adding, we know where the Ayatollah is, and it'd be easy for us to get him. How far are we on the verge of WW3? Oh, by the way. Donald Trump today saying that the leader of Iran is an easy target. Just flippantly saying that. So there's a chance Tom Friedman's on the show tomorrow, and it would be phenomenal if we could get him. We tried to work it out. We had him scheduled, then we had a twins makeup date. So I'm hopeful, but the way things are playing out, I can only imagine the number of requests he's getting right now. So I'd love to have Tom on, because there's no better writer on the planet than Tom Friedman on the Middle East. So here's Donald Trump. I mean, I know what pretty much every other president would have done when we've got this battle between Iran and Israel. And you mean with G7 leaders? I don't know. Build a coalition? Speak to allies? Nah. That's meaningless. Why do that? So J.D. Vance on Saturday called Tim Walz to express compassion. What can I do? How can the federal government help? Donald Trump, in a phone call with Rachel Scott, ABC News, Sunday morning, dismissed that. And now this is him on the flight back from the G7 when he's asked if he's going to call Governor Walz.
I don't really call him. He appointed this guy to a position. I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out. I'm not calling him. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
He's whacked out. He's a mess. Why call him? That's really setting a different tone. I mean, that's amazing how different Donald Trump sounds, right?
No, not really, no.
No, it's exactly how he sounds. Then the Walz folks put out a statement saying, we're emphasizing, you know, the compassion and our interest and our grief with the Hortmans and our best for the Hoffmans. You know what the governor could do today? The governor easily could come out today and say this. When I mentioned Gestapo tactics, I was, 1,000% incorrect for going so far to reference Gestapo. Because for the 10,000th time, I'm going to say, as much as I disagree with Donald Trump, would never vote for him, would never consider one second, Gestapo tactics is repugnant, bringing that up. How about when I said we should bully the blank out of him? Tim Walz could say, nah, I was wrong. How about he could even go back again and say, in hindsight, when I said I get a charge out every day when Tesla's stock goes down, and then he lied to us and said he was joking. Just watch the footage. He wasn't joking. Tim Walz could also come out and say, you know what? My tone has been wrong. And by the way, his tone hardly ever happens here in Minnesota. It's when he's auditioning to be the president. the two Tim Walzes that I've tossed out here the last month. So, yeah, Trump, as usual, never wants to take the high road. If Donald Trump was going to change after he was almost assassinated, you know, he kind of changed a little bit when he gave his convention speech the first 20 minutes or so. And he wasn't, the audience was just sitting there and listening. He doesn't want that. So guess what he did in the next 40 minutes? He played the hits. Just went back to being him. And so now two people, and by the way, I'm not blaming Donald Trump for the assassination. I'm not turning this into Trump's America. I'm not turning this into Walz's Minnesota. But here's where if tone is going to be set and a change, oh, I don't know, the president of the United States and the governor of the state where it happened, they could speak up, couldn't they? Wouldn't that be simple for both of them?
Very easy to do.
Yep.
Theoretically.
And by the way, Walz could come out easily today as opposed to Teddy, who's been with him for a while. He's very good at what he does. Walz could come out. He could take questions for 15 minutes, but he'd open the press conference by saying, I still disagree with Donald Trump. I still think Kamala would have been an immensely better president. This is him. Okay, this isn't me.
Mm-hmm.
And Lick's case, but you know what? When I mentioned Gestapo tactics, I hate what's happening to immigrants. I do. But I shouldn't infer Hitler. Because no one should infer Hitler. When I said we should bully the S-H-I-T out of him, I shouldn't have said that. We got to stop being nice and be meaner. Walz could do this too.
It would be easy. Easy to say Saturday morning should be and was a wake-up call for him.
Yeah.
And should be for everybody.
Right. And I did find it rich when a lot of people who are right of center, and they're obviously totally entitled to do it, were only mentioning Walz's comments, and I criticized him right away. But then act like Donald is just a statesman. I mean, do we want to go through the list of like the 400, 500, 600 comments he's made that just show a lack of character and show a lack of respect? So again, I'm not defending Walz, but when you're just building your brand and just delusionally left or right and won't even acknowledge what one of your guys says because it hurts you. It's so obvious. Do you think the tone's going to change?
No. Again, I mean, we talked about this briefly yesterday.
Yep.
Hope it will. There's always going to be hope. But no, if it didn't change after the massacres you mentioned at schools, after Gabby Giffords, after the congressional softball game when people came after lawmakers with guns.
Trying to kill Donald Trump.
Yes, exactly. No, I'm sorry. This country doesn't take it seriously enough to change.
Yep.
We see shootings every day.
Yep.
All over the country.
Yep.
And for us here in Minnesota, this one is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it took the life of a lawmaker, her husband.
Yep.
Greatly injured another lawmaker.
Yep.
His wife.
Yep.
But for the rest of the country, they saw the headline, and they're probably past it already.
Yep.
It was just another shooting. Let's move on.
One more thing before I mention this. We mentioned yesterday. Gilbert also was killed. Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, both very close to training dogs, service dogs. And you've seen the reporting, we talked about it yesterday, where Gilbert didn't pass the training tests. And by most accounts, Melissa was elated because she was in love with Gilbert.
Yeah.
She probably was coaching against him. And I wouldn't fault her for a second. You fall in love with a dog. Like, our guy Charlie is just hanging in there, and when I saw him yesterday, he got it. He's resting so much. He just came to the door and was so happy to see me. Mm. I mean, it made my day. Absolutely made my day. So they had to put Gilbert down, too. So this maniac also killed the dog, just to point out how disgusting he is. Do you realistically think the tone will change? You want to call? That'd be great. You want to send a text? That's great also. Love the feedback. 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Stop looking at me like
you
that.
You can't help but smile.
Oh, my God.
You were smiling before I looked at you.
Yeah. You know, some of the scheduling of this radio station just stinks.
Explain.
I mean, I don't know if I was told about this date.
I feel like some would argue that perhaps you should pay better attention to when dates are given, Chad. Yeah,
that's probably fair, but... I'm blaming others. I just...
No, come on.
Second one I'm going to miss because of this.
You turning 61 this time?
I think I'm sick that day. I just want to say I'm sick that day. I won't be sick when I'm at Golden Valley Country Club that day playing in a competitive golf tournament. But all right, let's get to the tone here. I agree with toning down – these are texts. I agree with toning down the rhetoric from walls. But how do we get the message out about Trump and what he's doing without stark warnings? Thanks for the help. You want to take that one? Because it's a very fair question. If you're going against a guy who will go over the top, bump into the truth occasionally – have his sycophants lie about him on a regular basis. By the way, not all people who vote for Donald Trump are his sycophants. By far, not all of them. But we even had the thing a couple weeks ago when he calls Newsom late Friday night, L.A. time. So, again, the president is up constantly. Didn't tell him about the National Guard coming in. Then Wednesday, he says, well, I just talked to him yesterday. And then they put the screenshot of Trump talking to him Friday night, Saturday morning, and the sycophants are like, see? He talked to him? No. And the press conference says, I talked to him yesterday.
Yes. And then Jesse Waters goes on Fox News calling Newsom a liar because he refused to acknowledge the phone call that didn't happen, even though he had previously, in an interview with MSNBC, acknowledged the call that did happen 5 days before.
And on the screen grab, it mentioned the time, Friday night, Saturday morning. So it's a fair conversation. I'm not saying go soft. But how about this one? Don't make any Hitler references. Let's start there. Maybe not say bully the bully. Maybe just call him a bully and say, we're going to stand up to you, but encouraging bullying when you're saying for years and years he's a bully, which he is, then you kind of lose a little bit of your moral ground when you say, we're just going to bully you back, right?
Yeah. Well, it raises a good question. Hopefully we won't have to answer it because Donald Trump won't be running again in 2028.
Yes, but he's running in 2028.
I mean, whether it's him, whether it's a if JD goes full mega and does his best Donald Trump impression or whoever they put up there, can you beat a bully in a national election in this time in America by, quote unquote, taking the high road, by not, you know, going into the mud with the insults, with the, you know, slinging hate.
Yeah. It's fair. If the, and then others who were traditional Republicans try to stay traditional Republicans, like Mike Lee. Mike Lee, let's update him.
Ugh.
Mike Lee, when Trump ran in 15 and 16, he decried him, called him out. And then by 2020, he just saw what was going on and said, I got to go there.
Yeah, he's one of many.
Oh, yeah. Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance.
Keep going.
I mean, there's a long, Nancy Mace, there's a long, long list. And so I called it out over the weekend. We talked about it on Twitter. He finally is taken down in the last hour and a half, I think, his tweets. The worst of the worst was the Ring camera shot of the deranged lunatic in the mask. I forget if it was at the Hortman or Hoffman House. And he's trying to be funny. He goes, Nightmare on Wall Street.
Yeah. Or this is what happens when Marxists or whatever,
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, right. People were murdered. They tried to kill the five people he saw, and who knows how many dozens and dozens he wanted to kill.
But he got a zinger out of it.
And he got a zinger out of it. And credit to Tina Smith for standing up to him. And he finally took it down today. Yesterday, when reporters were asking questions, he was a coward. Wouldn't even answer questions on it. He ran away like a little baby.
He had no answer.
Yeah, because you really can't defend it. You can't. I feel like we're not talking enough about her husband, Mark. I try to mention Mark Hortman every time, but Mark wasn't a public figure. I hope stories will illuminate more about Mark. I hope we hear more about Yvette Hoffman, who stepped in front of their daughter, who's faced health challenges her whole life. The reason why John Hoffman jumped into public service is because his daughter can't qualify for insurance. And again, as I said with Adam last hour, the statement the Hortman kids put out yesterday, if you're not fighting off tears on that one, I don't know. Because it was eloquent, it was touching, it was appropriate. And when they talked about ways to honor their family, including petting their dog, because the dog was murdered by this dog himself. Let's see, a few more things here. He's sending people to their death way of El Salvador. Yeah, and just lies about it. Somebody's lecturing me on the Gestapo. Okay, yeah, I know what the Gestapo was a part of. Okay. Our Attorney General didn't help either on Saturday during the speech. Personally, I don't think the Attorney General should have went. I made that clear. If the state is saying we don't know if it's safe, and our top law enforcement official is there, who's incredibly passionate in his disagreement against Trump, and some of his language is Trumpian, I just think if you're telling people for safety reasons, and I get the other argument, we're not going to be stopped. Somebody kills someone, that's not going to stop us in our beliefs. But at the time, there's a manhunt going. And if the governor is conducting a press conference saying, please don't go, and he was scheduled to speak at the event, and you're there and you're thinking whether you stay or not, and the attorney general's there, you're probably thinking it's safe now, right? Can that be a very plausible reason for people to think, well, if the AG's there, why shouldn't I be there?
It could. I didn't hear his words. I don't know exactly everything
they
he
weren't
said,
timid.
But
a lot of dictator
no.
talk. Yeah.
Shocking they weren't. But I mean, you're also talking about a guy that's, I mean, how many dozens, hundreds of death threats I'm sure that he's received in the last couple decades.
I would bet that no Democrat in this state has received more death threats than Keith Ellison. If it's not him, it's Ilhan. And again, I'm not saying you have to agree with either one. Ilhan, there's an interview now. We're turning into one of the worst countries on the planet. No, we're not. Even though I wouldn't spend 1 second voting for Donald Trump, and I disagree with many of the things he does, most importantly, his lack of moral character. But that is a really good point. When you face the crap that Ellison has faced, I've witnessed it at the fair where people right in front of him shouting slurs right at him, that he's saying, I face this all the time. I'm still going to show up. It's 35 past one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.